You mean submarine command?
Oh, in complete cooperation with the Navy. We just had to do what they told us every minute of the time. Mostly in San Diego, aboard a submarine and other naval vessels that we used, but mostly on a submarine. Yeah, we sure did. Not that I liked it too much, but I guess it was an experience. Just a little bit, you know, how those things get you first. I'd been up in an airplane. I'd never been below the surface of the Earth. This was something new. Oh, Bill Holden and Don Taylor, and of course John Farrow, the director, and several other assorted actors. I was too busy worrying about what the expression was on my face at the time. I guess everybody was a little worried, though, but it really isn't as bad as we thought it would be. It's a very nice experience, as a matter of fact. We enjoyed it a lot after we got used to it. The food is great on the submarines. There's really wonderful food. Isn't much room to eat it. You have to eat with one hand, you know, because the guys are packed in so close that there isn't much room to spread out. But the food is good. You have to eat in a straight up and down position. You can't move either side, you know. Well, it's about a young man who is a commander in the Navy and who feels that he is responsible for an unfortunate occurrence that happens, although he wasn't really responsible for it, and it's a struggle within his soul to sort of relieve himself of that responsibility. That's about the main story, and then there's a love story that runs through it with Nancy Olsen. Yes, a very lovely girl and a very quiet actress, as a matter of fact. No. I'm just the usual... comedy relief in spots, you know. It was a detective story. We also made the picture of the same name at Paramount. Right after I finished Submarine Command, we did detective story. No, in the theater I played McCloud, the lead, and in the picture I played Brody, his best friend. Kirk Douglas, and Eleanor Parker. Well, this was a very unusual thing. I think that Eleanor, Kirk, and myself were about the only three, with exceptions, who were not in the original stage play. For the most part, the people who were in the picture were from the original stage play in New York, and I think that was a wonderful way to do it because they were all so grand in their parts. It is a great departure. We were very much pleased with the arrangement. Mr. Weiler, Willie Weiler, who directed the picture, insisted after seeing these wonderful people from New York in the part that they all come out to Hollywood and recreate their original parts that they played in the play. And it certainly did come off fine because they're all great. I think possibly that the people who create the parts in New York don't have names that are well enough known to the motion picture going public as a rule. But that had no bearing in this case, and it certainly did prove to be a wonderful idea. Thank you. It was my pleasure, and I hope so.